This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
So could this be the last straw for driverless taxis?
Oh.
You be the judge.
Dun, dun, dun.
No, it's not going to happen. I'm waiting for you to hit the dun, dun, dun.
Oh, no.
You leaned over. I was like, oh, my God, she's going
to
hit it.
No, I leaned over to get my gavel.
I thought we were going to get the dun, dun, dun. Never mind.
Where's the people's court music? Maddie.
Are we doing a ruling here?
It doesn't matter. It's my bad. I thought we were getting the sound effect.
Dun, dun, dun.
There's a lot of weirdness with the self-driving taxis in California and Arizona, but they think this might be the last straw. I don't think so, and I'll tell you another thing. This reporter drives into the city every day and sees at least 10 of these Waymo cars every single morning.
Oh, my God. At least. They're all over the roads, especially that time of morning.
I am not exaggerating. At least 10 every morning. On the road I'm on, I see one of the roads, I see at least three of them.
Mm.
It's just like, seems to be.
Yep. That's who's out that time of the morning now. It's actually, and I think, are they roving or do they have a fare in them?
I think they have a tendency to be used for mapping.
Ah.
Even at night when they're not in service.
It did seem like that when we would first see them, because they were garaged really close to where we used to work, and they would be crawling all over the place. And I did think maybe that was it, just like practicing at these various intersections.
The drive-through lines at a Chick-fil-A, they say, are notoriously long. And on Monday night, a Waymo driverless taxi glitched out and caused a major backup at Chick-fil-A in Santa Monica, California.
Oh, no.
No one was hurt, but the driverless car did cause enough of a commotion that they closed the drive-through and had people walk up.
Oh, well, forget about them if they're going to make... I'm hungry! I'm angry!
Witnesses say the Waymo stalled out with its hazard lights on, and at one point, it backed up a little, then stopped again. It's unclear if anyone was inside or if the car was on its own solo mission. I wonder if you could send those things to get... No, you'd have to make an order.
You can't yet, but
it's
coming.
But to tell it that I want to go through the drive-thru at a Chick-fil-A would assume that that's been mapped. Like, I don't...
Yeah, good point. Either way,
yeah.
What I would say to this is, these things are driving around the city of San Francisco in such big numbers that this is the smallest percentage of, and there's been other foul ups, but these things work.
Yeah.
I pull up to a stoplight where one of them is sitting and look at the steering wheel.
Yeah.
With no person
no
there.
People. It's so
it's daily.
It's not even weird anymore.
Some hungry people complained that they were stuck for over half an hour.
My stomach was growling and my mouth was watering. I'm hungry.
Waffle fries. Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Oh, you love them?
Oh, yeah. If you're craving that, you got to get it. then, now.
Or in a half hour once they get the Waymo out of the way.
Mm. I gotta walk up.
I can't do that. I'm too full. What if the last time I stopped here to eat?
What am I, an animal and coach? I gotta walk.
Gotta go through the drive thru. That's first class all the way.
You're poor boys.
Oh, will you stop it, please?
They always have to sit
in the
back.
That's the one thing that they have to do for themselves.
So is the ruling that it's not
Yeah.
What's the ruling here?
What's the question?
The question is this the end of Waymo as we know it in America?
After this Chick-fil-A incident.
Yes.
Yes! There will be no more self-driving cars! It's over! These people's stomachs are up in arms! No, of course not. That's ridiculous.
Right.
Yeah. I was just joking. I was only joking about that other thing. Yes.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.